Seeing how these lames look lazy. This how you get your frame took money. I got money. Money. I got money. Talking. Always talking. That's your problem. You were always talking. Rockstar. Mixed with a ghetto chick. Try me. I wish it would be Chola. Who gon' hold us? Not the cemetery or the penitentiary. Damn, my contemporaries, I'm too legendary. It's so money. I got money. Money. I got money. I'm money. I got money. Money. I got money. All my life I had to grind and hustle. I had to work like Kobe just to shine like Russell. They say, glad you made it, it happened overnight. They say, damn, you changed. I'm like, show you right.
In the crib, trying to find the BPM. Rehearsing for the next show in my kitchen. Fresh off for tour, but can't tell you where I've been. Maybe after 20 years, I'll start to take it in. Right now, I'm chasing in Dover Street again. I'm introverted, I'm not open to new friends. But if you're real cute, then I have to think again. Shop the wrong way so you can stay off trend and look like
money. Money.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Alec Christensen. This is Fun Drive. All week, we've been asking you to show monetary support for CITR if you're able to. You're eligible to win so many fun prizes. And everything we do here is for free. Everyone here on air is a volunteer. So this is a chance for you to be able to support the content that you love. That was LaKelly 47 with Money. And I want to mention that tomorrow is our Fun Drive finale party. It's March 8th in the evening at Redgate Art Society on Main Street. And we'll be having a silent auction where you can actually win tickets to the LaKelly 47 concert. So if you like that song, you got to come. Even if you didn't, there's so many fun prizes you can win. We're going to keep going with some music. Before we do that, though, I want to plug the phone number. It's 604-822-8648. Call in. People are waiting to take your donations. And you can also donate online at citr.ca/donate. This is Dumb with Mint.
Shot pots got down, brambles what I crave. I'd still let you in.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam Mustail.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Alec Christensen. This is Fun Drive. Today's the last day. For the last week, we've been broadcasting. We've been asking for donations. If you love CITR, if you love the content, this is a great time to show some support. You can call at 604-822-8648 or online at citr.ca/donate.
I don't really wanna stop, I just
right, folks, welcome back. That was The Beaches with Money. My name's Alec Christensen. I'm with you for the next hour till 5 o'clock. Hope your Thursday is going well. I am just saying hello from Studio A and CITR. I want to talk about FunDrive. It's been the last week. It's been consuming all of our lives. We love it. And it's a chance for you, the faithful listeners of CITR, to show support. We have lots of swag available if you choose to donate. The phone number to do that with is 604-822-8648. You can also donate online at citr.ca/donate. And I want to take a minute to talk about all these awesome prizes that you're eligible for if you choose to donate. Really quick, starting from the beginning, if you donate $30, you're eligible to win a CITR and Discorder FunDrive patch designed by our art director, Ricky. This is an incredible patch you can put on your backpack, on your jacket, whatever you want to do with it. It looks so cool. And if you donate, you can have it. $60, you get the patch plus an exclusive tote bag. This is probably my favorite prize and the one I'm most excited about getting. It has an awesome CITR graphic on it, and it has a very clear utility. If you donate 101.9 FM, that's our frequency, you get both of the prizes I've already mentioned, plus what I'm wearing right now, CITR Cozy Socks. They're black. They've got a ruby on it for our Ruby Jubilee, and they're incredibly comfortable. This is, I lied about the tote bag, this is my favorite prize. To continue, another cool one, if you donate $175, you get all of the above, plus a limited edition Fishbowl mixtape. So this is a bunch of local bands and who have recorded songs in the CITR lounge. It's a mixtape. I believe it's 18 songs long, and it will fill all your local music needs. It has some of your favorite bands on there, and I'm going to be talking about that very shortly. We'll be listening to some of their music. Continuing, if you donate $250, you get a framed cover of Discorder magazine, and I cannot think of something that would look better above your mantle, in your apartment, near your bed, in your bedroom, in your bathroom, wherever you choose to put it, it will look fantastic. Discorder always features awesome art, so you don't want to miss out on that. Continuing with some big prizes, if you donate $500, you can host a show on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right, you and I will trade places. I'll be listening to you host a show, playing music you want to play, and having the time of your life. That's $500. Finally, if you donate $1,000, you get all of the above, plus a Pop Alliance compilation box set, again featuring all of your favorite songs, plus recognition on our donor wall, so you will be immortalized in the halls of CITR. All right, moving on, I want to talk about some new music that just came out. I am a big fan of Vampire Weekend, as I tell everyone I know, so I want to listen to their two new songs. We're going to listen to them back to back. The first one is called Sunflower, featuring Steve Lacy from the Internet. This is the first ever Vampire Weekend song with a feature. I love it. It is such a fun and groovy song, and I hope you love it too. After that, we're going to be listening to Big Blue, which slows things down. It's very jam band-esque, I would say, and very, very tasteful. Hope you enjoy these songs, and stay tuned in to CITR.
Compel you out into the daylight. Let that ease. so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Big blue, for once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Big blue, for once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lessons? Or am I back on my own? Big blue, for once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own?
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm joined in the studio by my good friend, Silvana Martinez. How are you doing?
Hi, Alec. I'm good, and you?
I am so good. Thank you for joining me.
Of course.
You are a member of CITR's Arts Collective.
I am.
For those of you who don't know, CITR offers a number of spoken word collectives. Just to name a few, we have arts, we have music, Indigenous affairs, accessibility, a news collective. Basically, anything you can really think of, there's probably a collective for it. And what they are, it's groups of people who want to be on air, want to contribute to a show without the responsibility of hosting a show weekly or biweekly, and they want to make radio collaboratively. So you're a member of the Arts Collective.
Yeah.
And maybe you can talk a little bit about how you got involved with it.
Of course. I became a member of CITR last semester, actually. So I came here with a friend because we thought the radio was like a really cool initiative, and because it's here on campus for us to enjoy, we thought it was a really good idea to get involved, like learn some skills, meet new people, and like see all the like it has so many different topics. Mm-hmm. So you can really engage with whatever you like and whatever you want to learn more from. And the collective is really a great opportunity to not only meet people and like do collaborative work, you understand how the radio works, how little by little you start getting your little tasks, and sometimes you may do a review, you learn how to make a review, how to speak to you, for instance, right?
Just like this.
Just like this.
What would you say is the highlight of your time at CITR? What's been your favorite, one of your favorite memories, or just something, your favorite thing you get to do regularly, or whatever? Let's keep it open-ended.
I think it's really cool that you kind of know, like, the people that you're going to see. And I always know that I'm going to learn something new about what the other people are going to tell me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
Every time we do the collective show and people talk about like the events that have been or the people that have interviewed, I always learn so much.
Yeah.
So
I think that is really a big one of my favorite parts as well. We have not only members at the station, but like people in groups we interact with. We do a lot, and that allows us to meet so many like people from so many different backgrounds, working on so many cool things. And it is like, in addition to like being able to make content that you're proud of, you get to like just learn from other people.
Exactly.
Whether you're learning more about how to make good radio, or like how to be a better person, or just like learn more about things happening in Vancouver and beyond.
That's true. And skills.
Yeah.
And yeah, just in general, like, well, at least in my case, more like the art scene. Mm-hmm. But that's something that I'm really interested in. So
yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah,
I'm happy. It makes me happy.
And then maybe talk a little bit about the show you actually work on specifically.
Okay, yeah.
What do you guys talk about?
So in Arts Report, we have it's, well, arts is like a really like wide word, yeah. I guess, but it really encompasses anything that has to do with art in the like Greater Vancouver scene. So when we do our meetings, we check our emails, we check the events that are going around. We get sometimes we get books submissions. So one time I read, actually my first time that I was on the radio, I did a review for a poems book that we got submitted from Kingston, Ontario. So yeah, like there's a lot of different like art genres that are involved, and there's different events. There's a lot of theater. Many people in my collective really like theater.
Cool.
So. Yeah, like, and there's something for everybody, as you said before. Like,
yeah.
I think there's also a sports collective.
Yep, there's a sports collective as well.
So
thank you for reminding
really
me.
Of course.
Okay, last question. Can you just plug what time your show airs and
of
what
course.
Day?
Of course. Arts Collective, Arts Report. It happens every Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Awesome.
So hopefully tune in.
Yeah, tune into the Arts Report. And if you are interested in helping support the Arts Report and all the other shows we have on CITR 101.9 FM, you can call and donate 604-822-8648. That's 604-UBC-UNIT. And you can also donate online at citr.ca/donate, and you'll be eligible for so many fun prizes.
Yes, please.
Silvana, thank you so much for joining me in the studio. We're going to get back into some music. This is Robin with Missing You.
Nice.
Shoulder, all of the plans we made.
Welcome back. I'm Alec Christensen. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm in the studio with my good friend Catherine Chambers. How are you?
Doing well, thanks, Alec. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming on. Now, you're a member, like me, of the student executive here at CITR.
Yes.
And just to take a minute to contextualize what that means, CITR is actually unique in terms of Canadian college campus radio stations in the fact that it has a student executive that kind of operates as a governing body, because we're in this weird, like, in-between space of being a club but also, like, our own community organization.
Yeah.
So the student executive is a group of folks who are, a few of them are elected and most of them apply and are interviewed, and they all work with the CITR staff to help run the station, help keep things in order, working on various projects, and just, yeah, doing what we can to, like, help the station run smoothly.
Yeah, and what's really great about CITR is that the station doesn't prioritize the paid staff members over the volunteers and the executive. So even though we're students and only here for 1 year, CITR is really great at prioritizing the student voices as much as they prioritize staff member and board member voices.
Yeah.
It's very democratic.
And, like, I think that is really cool that they work to not only, like, treat students equally, but to, like, empower students. Because, like, the student executive technically is CITR's governing body.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just think that's super cool and unique that we get to do that. So let's talk a little bit about your time at CITR. What is your position? What is your position on the executive?
Right now my position is events executive, which is fantastic. It is a lot of work, but it's very manageable. So CITR is really accommodating of my courses. I have a full course load, but the involvement here is not too much. And it's events executive is awesome because it gives me a chance to talk to a whole bunch of campus communities. I've met so many phenomenal people just in the past year because of my involvement, partly just CITR involvement of tabling, doing interviews, things like that. But also as I'm planning events and collaborating with other clubs, I meet people who are organizers of other campus organizations, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Cool. Did you mention that you're a Discorder?
No.
Contributor as well?
Yes, I also write for Discorder, which is a really fantastic magazine. And yeah, that is probably the most amazing connections that I've formed have been through Discorder, because I've interviewed some amazing people. And just even through a 20-minute interview, you sort of develop a relationship with them. So I've sort of gone back and
Do you
want
to, like, name drop
that.
Or just talk about the types of people you've been able
to
meet
through
Discorder?
Oh, yeah, I can name drop. Loretta Cito was my first interviewee. She's a phenomenal playwright, Vancouver, very local playwright. She's actually award-winning as well. She recently had a play this October at the college called The Ones We Leave Behind. She's also had plays in past, and she's an author. She's written a children's book, and she is a panelist this Wednesday at Schmooze Fest, which is a networking event that I'm organizing. And Shaylee Knight is the other woman who I've interviewed, and she is the curator of Vancouver's, and actually North America's only feminist literary festival.
Wow.
Anywhere, yeah. And Shaylee Knight is one of the curators, and it's happening right now, so if you're in Vancouver, you should definitely check out the Growing Room Festival.
Cool. Little plug there. let's talk about Schmooze Fest for a second. So this is an event that you're planning.
Yes,
it's happening next Wednesday evening here at the AMS Nest at UBC.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about it just because I think it does a good job at embodying a lot of the goals CITR has, right? So what is Schmooze Fest? What's happening?
Schmooze Fest is a networking event for campus organizations that focus on art, media, and social justice. And the purpose of the event is not only to provide an opportunity for these organizations to meet, but more importantly, to talk about how the arts and how social justice can work together and can collaborate and accomplish the same goals. So we have a fantastic panel. Loretta Cito, as I mentioned, is one of the panelists. So is Deb Pickman, who is the communications and marketing manager of UBC's Arts and Culture District, and her associate sort of colleague Angelica Poversky, who is a fourth year media studies student, also works with UBC Slam Poetry and some art galleries. And we also have Dr. McIntosh, who is a professor at the Gender, Race, and Social Justice Department at UBC, and has worked with Out in Schools and Out in Film, which is an organization that uses film to talk about LGBTQ issues in schools and to educate students. So
that's so awesome.
Amazing, phenomenal panel.
Is it free? Do people have to do anything in order to come?
No, they just have to come. So it's in the AMS Nest, which is right on campus, very accessible. The event is totally free, open to the public, and we want as many people there as possible so that we can have a really engaged conversation. So it's happening Wednesday, March 13th at 5:30 p.m. in the Nest.
All right. Catherine, thank you so much for joining
Thanks for having me.
We're going to get back into some music. This is Devourers, a CITR favorite, with a new song called Beyond Love and Beneath You. Hello, welcome back to CITR. I'm joined in the studio by our volunteer manager and longtime member of CITR, Dora Duver.
The one and only, what's up?
How's it going?
It's going pretty amazing, I would say. Just chilling, killing, making that shmoney.
Really quick before we get into this conversation, can you plug the Devourers party?
Yes, I would love to. So the song that you just heard is Beyond Love and Beneath You. Or no, Beyond Love and Beneath You. Yeah, Beyond. Yeah. It's by Devourers off of his most recent release, Iconoclast. The only other single that's been released is Curmudgeon, which has been like...
If you've listened to CITR at any point in the last
times.
Week, yeah.
No, totally. But the album release is tonight, Thursday, March 7th at the Static Jupiter. And he's playing alongside Kellarissa and Estlord Efferman. So it's going to be a very good show.
It's a stacked bill. Okay, let's talk about CITR.
Can't wait.
It's Fun Drive right now. Before we get into this, I'll plug the phone number. If you want to donate, you can call 604-822-8648. That's 604 UBC unit or online at citr.ca/donate. So just like looking back and reflecting on your time at CITR, how did you get involved?
I joined in my first year because I was really involved at the UBC Film Society, and a lot of the execs were friends. It was like there was a lot of crossover in that, so I felt kind of like obligated to join, and also I wanted to, and I went, and I joined when it was still in the old sub, and I met Hugo, who was the volunteer manager at the time, and I was like, oh, this is, I was very scared.
Yeah,
it was a lot. I'm one of those people, like when I joined FilmSoc, they were like, you could help run the theater. And I was like, great. So my role is I run the theater. Like I was like, this is my task. And there, it's a little harder to have a task quite like that. At CITR, there's a lot more building and training that happens, which is great and that we offer. But I did tabling once and I just like really didn't know what I was doing. So I didn't really continue with that until my second year when the Women's Collective, what's now the Gender Empowerment Collective, went up, and Eleanor sent out, she had the job that I have right before me. She sent out a call out for anyone who wanted to join, and I was like, I'm a woman. So I made like all of my friends, so many of the people that I met, I'm still close to through that. It's absolutely bonkers.
Yeah. Yeah.
The collectives, if you don't know, they're this like kind of program, I guess you could say, that we have at CITR around specific issues. So there's the Gender Empowerment, Indigenous, and Accessibility Collectives. And it's just like groups of people who are interested in making radio on those topics, be that someone part of that group or someone who just is an ally in some way. And it was completely life-changing. And that like started me on my path.
Your path?
Yeah.
Now you've been here for a long time.
Yeah, I think almost 6 years.
That's crazy.
I know. And then I was the new media executive, and then I was the vice president, and now here we are.
Okay. So what's, in the 6 years, what has been either your favorite moment or just your favorite thing to witness, or your favorite thing that the station does?
I hate this question. So we did this really cute thing of like putting a clothesline. You put some nice stuff on it. There was like a clothesline, and then people wrote their favorite memories, and there were photos kind of like pinned to it. And I could not for the life of me remember what, like remember a single moment.
Huh.
Which I felt bad about because I was featured in a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh no. But it's a bunch. It's more of like a feeling, I think. Like I love going to shows and knowing what's going on is like one. I love going to shows and feeling welcome, which is something that I think Vancouver has a pretty interesting DIY scene that can be quite like hostile in some ways. So CITR is a cool, it's like a nice entry into that, which I really appreciated because some great people are doing work in that scene. I love meeting artists. So Devour is actually, Jeff is like one of the sweetest people in the world. I adore him. I had him on air once before a Victory Square block party, and it was like, are you a Virgo, yes or no? And we like went through all his traits, and he's definitely a Virgo. That's facts. But he also loves Shindig, which is something that I've been working on for a while. It's like our annual battle of the bands. And every time I see him, he's like, Dora, we have to talk about Shindig. And it's so, like, I know exactly, I know where it's going. I love it. I love feeling centered, like, not even, like, centered around me, but, like, feeling grounded in experiences, which Sitter has let me do. And also the people, duh. Like, I mean, like, it's kind of, like, corny, but like this role of volunteer manager that I've been in, I've only been in for about a year, a little less than, but I love seeing people who I gave a tour to, seeing them get a show like seeing people like find stuff that they love doing. Like it just gives you a little warm and fuzzies.
Yeah. Catherine and I were talking just before the last music break about how one of our favorite things about CITR is the focus on empowering students, right? And whether that be getting people to host a show on the radio and like how many places like do you have the opportunity to do that, or writing for a published magazine, or just like you said, like being centered and like finding a place where you can really get grounded and like connect with people who are like you and people who aren't like you.
Totally.
And really like getting to just like I've said this on the show before, but like becoming a better person, I think.
Oh, completely. CITR and Discord has shaped who I am for the better in every way. I've learned, like, I think about this a lot, but like learning how to be social. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of it's just like kind of like gaining confidence and right. stuff like that. But it's also like learning how to be kind, learning how to like listen to other people. Yeah. That I think that's the biggest thing I've learned from making radio, of interviewing people, is listening.
Yeah.
And like being attentive and asking the right questions, which is, and that not even the right questions to get the best story, but answering, like I'm able to articulate questions that I have better, mm-hmm. To like understand a friend's experience or like clarify stuff. I'm not afraid to like ask.
Yeah, because it's like important to note that the skills you can acquire here, if you become a member, which anyone can do, don't exist in a vacuum, and like they do have like real world uses.
Oh, it bleeds into everything.
Yeah. Speaking of skills, we're gonna make a quick judgment. Do you have a minute to hang out?
Oh, I have several.
Okay, so two songs exist, and I just think this is so funny, called Nobody. One is by Mac DeMarco, and then the other, which is a little older, is by Mitski. The Mac DeMarco one is the lead single off his new album, Here Comes the Cowboy. And the Mitski song was, I don't know if it was the lead single.
I would say
single?
it was the first one I heard.
Okay. Off her album.
It was my leading single.
Be the Cowboy. So it's like a weird coincidence. They have the same label, you said, right? Okay.
So they have like the same agent or something.
That's so bizarre.
I know.
She like was tweeting about it and said like, oh guys, it's fine. It's funny.
Yeah.
So it's a fake feud, but let's still play into it. So we're going to listen to the Mac DeMarco one first, just because it just dropped yesterday. And then we'll listen to Mitski right after.
Turning back to nobody. second chance, no third degree.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Alec Christensen in the studio with Dora Duber.
Howdy.
And John Q.
Hello.
Hello. We just listened, we'll talk about this briefly, to two songs called Nobody. The first was by Mac DeMarco, brand new, just came out yesterday. And it's the single for his upcoming album, Here Comes the Cowboy. And then the one you just heard was Nobody by Mitski, which is kind of a CITR favorite. We've played it a lot, I think.
Oh, totally.
And that was off her album from last year called Be the Cowboy. And like when the songs came out, everyone on Twitter was just like freaking out because like similar album titles, same song names. It's fine. There's no drama in real life. They're like friends and fine with it. But I'm curious, what do you guys think about the two songs?
I'm curious what John thinks because he was coming in really hot.
Did I come in? Yeah, during the break.
Yeah, go say okay. What you think.
Well,
so can I just? I mean, I'll preface it with he said, "Mac DeMarco's been doing this sleazy redneck thing for years," so that's just setting the scene.
Yeah, so I'm here now. That's actually why I came in. It has nothing to do with Fun Drive or my alumni status, my alleged alumni status. No, yeah, I guess the thing is that with this whole situation, is that Mac DeMarco has been doing like a sleazy, adjacent to cowboy, you know, like. Hipster, like couch dude.
Oh,
you get the picture,
dude, totally.
Yeah, like couch dude, cowboy thing for a long time. So it is not uncharacteristic. What I'll also say is, and this came to mind while you two were talking, is that Mitski's fan base is very active on Twitter and other forms of social media. And I feel as if anything, this was deliberately done to provoke a response. Because yeah. It doesn't seem like Mac DeMarco would probably be the kind of person to do that.
That's fair.
Totally. I wonder what he thought when her album dropped, though. Because he must have been working on this branding and naming for years.
Yeah.
You know? Or yeah, like for like, months at least.
Right. No, I think that's a good point. Maybe you're onto something. Maybe it was like a kind of a publicity stunt.
Oh, completely.
Especially if they have the same label. And it's like, oh, well, we can make some like fake controversy here for two artists that like serve really similar fan bases.
Totally.
I think
it's
unless
also...
you're John and you just like loathe one and like the other.
Oh no, I mean they're both imitable. yeah, grade A characters. I mean, Mitski's never interviewed at CITR, so.
Yeah, Mac DeMarco has played Victory Square Block Party in 2012 or something, so mm-hmm. He's
so
a darling.
We're going to be cashing those checks in soon. Mac DeMarco, we helped you out. Please send us some big bucks.
DeMarco, you can donate online at citr.ca/donate. John, let's talk about your time at CITR. In honor of Fun Drive, let's just like reflect on how you got involved and what you've done here at the
station.
Yeah,
absolutely. This is always a very sentimental time of year for me because Fun Drive is really important in terms of keeping Vancouver's not-for-profit arts and community media space, educational space, and silly, fun radio station going and like preparing new projects and, you know, new training mediums and... Yeah, just kind of adventuring in that aspect. Without support from the listeners, it wouldn't really be possible. I mean, I've been at CITR since about probably 2013. And I'll say what happened was I was walking around during Imagine Day, which is the UBC sort of opening day. It's a club's day. It's like a welcoming. It's a tour for new students. And a guy in a chicken suit called me over and said, hey, do you want to know about CITR? I don't know who this guy is.
Not
I never
ostrich?
No, it was a chicken suit. Oh. But it was supposed to be, it was like meant to be, it was meant to be like a, you know, yeah, exactly. It was the situation. For people who aren't aware, our mascot used to be an ostrich.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it got voted down really aggressively. A lot of people, no, for real, like you can look this up.
I loved it.
People really didn't like the ostrich.
Huh.
We outgrew it.
So, you know.
Maybe we had our heads in the sand about other things.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
It really makes you think.
So I'm coming back. Yeah, this is my mark of shame to come back from the before time when we had the ostrich and tell you that we failed, actually, to maintain our wonderful mascot. You blasted the ostrich into space. And those buttons are still floating around. Anyhow, they're really cool. Anyhow, so I was here since 2013, and I started out very sheepishly. Because, you know, it was a very intimidating space and people were you seemed to me very cool. And at the time, I didn't realize that, you know, we're all dorks here. But so it took me a while. But as the years accumulated, you know, I tried out all sorts of things. I was a volunteer and work study for several years. Editor, one of the section editors for the magazine. Member of the board on one occasion. Member of the staff. just trying to think of other clever titles or things I did, but not coming to mind.
Yeah. Well, you've been here for a long time and you've like done lots of different things. Do you have a favorite position you've worked in or a favorite memory of CITR?
You know, I was a vice president of the student executive between 2014 and 2015, I think. And, you know, it is such a meaningful experience, again, to have been someone who was, I guess, on the other side looking in, as we all were at some point. And, of course, CITR 101.9 FM is completely volunteer-run. It's completely student-run, or student and community member-run, that is. So it was very meaningful to be someone from the outside looking in and then to spend a year sort of, well, having grown into a leadership position, welcoming in new students and kind of working with another cadre of students to grow and have them mature into their roles and become like people who were sequestered out at UBC and kind of discovered that there's a whole big world of culture and arts and activity happening out in the Lower Mainland.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, that was an incredibly rewarding experience. Big highlight. I think I saw Mac DeMarco that year, too, at the Vogue. There's your tie-in.
The year to end all
years. Yeah, it was an extremely rowdy all-ages show.
That's funny.
Which in hindsight, it was, because I did a lot of, I guess you could say, lobbying for all-ages shows in those days. But, you know, I got to say, not my favorite.
No.
In fact, that was the show where, like, someone stage dived and almost kicked Mac DeMarco in the face.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. You know, the thing is, we're all here to have a good time. And it's with that, I have to say, yeah, fun drive. 2019.
Well,
Jubilee.
I have a question.
Yes.
So,
sorry.
So, John and I were both vice president, and I liked your point about leadership. How do you feel about your position on the executive?
Okay, well, a little bit of a curveball here. I'll try my best. So I'm the programming exec. This year I work with our programming manager to help manage on-air content, and my job kind of tends more towards helping people get to having their own show, which I think is like a real honor because like I know when I first started here, I think it's intimidating kind of regardless of what you're doing at first, just because there's so many things happening at CITR. So it's really fun to like, I also help with tours like you talked about earlier. When you get people, you meet, when you give them a tour and you see them like doing the trainings and doing all the steps to get their own show and then hosting a show. And like, there is like, you feel really good about that. I think it's a really rewarding thing to witness. And it's like such an honor to be able to help people get from like being like skeptical if they should even come through the door into the lounge to like hosting their own show and interviewing awesome people and helping in various ways to support this like community that we're trying to continue to build here.
Do you see yourself like last year before you were on the exec? Is this where you saw yourself?
Not really. No, because cool. I knew I wanted to do college radio. So I came here like pretty early, pretty quickly after I got to UBC, and I was like, okay, I want to get plugged in. I was blown away by like the facilities we have. We're very blessed in that regard. And I was excited to get my show, but it took me a long time because I was like just doing it when I had free time, and I was like busy as a first year is. And then even when I was hosting the show, I was like, oh, like I want to be involved in that community, but I wasn't sure which way to do it. And then when the programming position, I saw that was like an option. I was just thinking about how like grateful I was to have people like Madeline Taylor who helped me get to the point of hosting my own show, which was something I had wanted to do for a while. And I was like, well, this seems like a good way to help others do that. So no, not really. Cool. But I'm very glad that I did, you know. All right, we're gonna get into some music. The News Collective is about to start their show. They have an awesome prize. You can get your municipal horoscope, right?
Yeah, whatever your horoscope sign is, they've matched you up with a counselor.
I think that's so awesome. I love that so much. We're going to play out to a song by my friend Tovi out from Toronto, 89 San Francisco. Before we do that, let's plug the phone number one more time. If you want to donate to CITR and help support independent community radio, you can call 604-822-8648. And you can also donate online at citr.ca/donate. Thank you guys for joining me.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Have a good one, everyone. Thanks for listening.